PhoneBoy Speaks episode 154, a third world smartphone. I have said in the past that there really needs to be a smartphone operating system that actually operates in third world environments, primarily because their networks are not, you know, they don't even have 3G in a lot of places, and they don't have a lot of bandwidth because, let's face it, they don't have a lot of bandwidth coming into the country at all. So, you know, you think that AT&T is bad, you should try using some of these networks in, oh, I don't know, I'm probably going to pick a country and have it be wrong. But anyway, I've mentioned in the past that Nokia has these Asha handsets, and these handsets are really designed to be used in the sort of the developing world, where, as I said, the cell phone networks don't have quite a lot of bandwidth. And one phone that captured my attention was the Asha 501. Now, this is the first of their Asha line that actually has an SDK that people can develop their own apps against, which I guess makes it a smartphone. But the reason it caught my attention in general was that the phone has a standby life of 47 days, which, okay, granted, that you know, you're very rarely going to use a phone that many days in standby. I mean, I think you'd have to almost never use the phone. But in some countries, that's actually a very important characteristic, because not everybody has access to power on a consistent basis. And so having a phone that is very very light with the battery usage is actually a good thing. And 17 hours of talk time is another sort of characteristic of this particular phone. But the phone, from all intents and purposes, looks like one of their their other smartphone OSs that they had at one time. It's the hardware in it is, of course, not very capable, but the software is very well optimized for it. And so it very much feels like a traditional smartphone, even though it's only doing 2G, which means at most you can get, you know, in optimal conditions, I guess 200K a second or something, but it's probably going to be far less than that. So, and these phones are not even, you know, they're dual band GSM, and so they're not going to be, they don't have a lot of radios on them, but they do have a Wi-Fi radio, which is kind of interesting. But looking at kind of where they're gearing this handset, they're selling it in places where, as I said, the networks aren't as developed, and so that could actually be what saves Nokia if they actually market these phones and they can get companies to develop applications against the SDKs that they've put out. I think you're going to see different applications for these handsets. It may not be something that will show up in North America. And in fact, you know, Nokia is not selling these handsets in North America. And at least in that iteration of them, it doesn't make sense, because we've gone to 3G and 4G. But I still think a phone that doesn't use a whole lot of battery life and doesn't use a whole lot of data and can last several days or weeks on a charge, is there's something compelling about that, and even in the first world, as it were. So I really hope that Nokia succeeds with these Asha handsets, and hope they do better than they do on Windows Phone, because let's face it, Windows Phone isn't doing all that fantastic. And maybe this can be, as I said in a previous podcast, Nokia's plan B, even though Stephen Elop has said, well, there is no plan B. Well, yeah, there is. It's right under your nose. It's this Asha thing. But as I say, getting people to develop against these SDKs is going to be a bit of a challenge, at least in the first world, because nobody has these handsets. And so you're not going to see the really flashy apps that everybody hears about, at least in the developed world. So I am curious as to how well these do, and I look forward to seeing more developments along these lines, because I really would like to see a smartphone operating system that is first world but operates with the realities of a third world network. Thank you for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.